Well, hey, friends, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. We're honored that you're on the podcast today. And hey, if you haven't been to a Sunday morning gathering ever here at Sugar Hill Church, or maybe you haven't been around in a while, I want to invite you this Sunday. It's going to be incredible. We love summers here at Sugar Hill Church. So just visit the website, sugarhill.church, to find out more about who we are and sort of what to expect. And our meeting times are at 9:30 and 11, and we'd be honored for you to be here. And I'd personally love to meet you after the gathering. Well, today I want to talk about a subject that really is a big deal to me, and it's this idea of managing our mind, our thought life. See, what I've come to believe is that God is far more interested in changing our mind than he is in changing our circumstances. Often we want our circumstances to change, but man, I really think that God is more committed to changing our minds. See, often we want God to take away problems like pain and sorrow, suffering, sickness, sadness, but God wants to work on us first, because transformation won't happen in our life until we renew or manage our minds, until our thoughts begin to change. Well, why is that so important? Why is it so important that we learn to manage our minds? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but let me give you three for today. One reason that we need to learn to manage our thought life, to manage our minds, is number one, because our thoughts control our lives. Our thoughts are the things that actually control our lives. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts." See, the power of your thoughts have the tremendous ability to shape your life, both for good or for bad. For example, maybe you accept the thought that someone told you when you're growing up that you're worthless or that you don't matter. Well, if you accept that thought, even though it's wrong, it shapes your life. So number one, manage your mind because your thoughts control your life. Number two, manage your mind because the mind is the battleground for sin. All temptation happens in the mind. Paul says in Romans 7:22 and 23, "I love to do God's will so far as my new nature is concerned, but there is something else deep within me, in my lower nature, that is at war with my mind and wins the fight and makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me." Listen how he says this: "In my mind, I want to be God's willing servant, but instead, I find myself still enslaved to sin." See, one of the reasons why we get mentally fatigued is because there's a battle in our brain that goes on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's debilitating because it's intense, and it's intense because your mind is your greatest asset. Satan wants to attack your mind. Number three, we need to manage our minds because it's the key to peace and happiness. See, here's what I found. An unmanaged mind leads to tension. A managed mind leads to tranquility. An unmanaged mind leads to conflict. A managed mind leads to confidence. An unmanaged mind leads to stress. When you don't try to control your mind and the way you direct your thoughts, you will have an enormous amount of stress in your life. But a managed mind leads to strength, security, and serenity. I love how the New Living Translation says this in Romans 8:6. "Letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace." So today, if you manage anything, learn to manage your mind. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.